Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey everyone, this is Rebecca Hennessy, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and as always, I'm thrilled and honored to bring some amazing jazz to you all. Producer of the show, Ernesto Cervini, and I wanted to create this show because we felt like the jazz coming out of Canada was world class. So heavy, as jazz musicians say. So we're here to spread the word, and we've been loving the feedback so far. So if you want to join in on the conversation, make sure to tweet us at OG Publicity, and you can also follow us on all other social media platforms at Orange Grove Publicity. Today, we have a mix of tracks to play for you. We've got music by Juno Award-winning trumpet player and composer Jacques-Cuba Seguin, a track by award-winning vocalist and radio host Heather Bambrick, guitarist Alex Goodman. The list goes on. We're starting today's show with a track by Juno Award-winning Canadian jazz pianist and composer Adrian Ferrugia and American saxophone icon Joel Fromm from their duo album Blued Dharma. After a 9-year musical relationship performing in Ernesto Cervini's groups, Ferrugia and Fromm show the world what musical simpatico is all about. This is Blued Dharma by Adrian Ferrugia and Joel Fromm. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Lemons is often referred to as the Dean of Canadian Jazz and is known for his work as a clarinetist, bandleader, composer, arranger, and educator. In the 1940s, he began his musical career in Vancouver with the Ray Norris Quintet and wrote music for CBC radio plays. After attending the Juilliard School and the Royal Conservatory of Music, he inevitably formed his own bands, most notably the popular group Nimmons and Nine, and later Nimmons and Nine Plus Six. Nimmons was awarded the inaugural Juno Award for Best Jazz Album in 1977. In 2001, Phil was inducted into the International Jazz Educators Hall of Fame for his total dedication to jazz and jazz education. In 2002, he received Canada's highest honor for an artist, the Governor General's Performance Arts Award for Lifetime Artistic Achievement, for his enduring contribution to the performance arts in Canada. For more than six decades, Phil has been a passionate advocate for music in Canada and a supporter of musicians, teachers, and students. He has influenced thousands of lives and musical careers and is beloved by several generations of Canadian musicians. To the Nth by the Nimmons Tribute honors the legacy of this living legend. The album features new arrangements of vintage Nimmons compositions by pianist and composer Sean Nimmons, Phil's grandson. This fantastic album features some of Canada's greatest musicians, all former students, colleagues, and friends of Phil's with multiple Juno Awards between them. This is Nefsikism by the Nimmons Tribute from their album To the Nth on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
and welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Next up, we're talking about Joel Miller. Montreal saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Joel Miller's album Unstoppable was released in October of 2019 and is a 21st century chamber symphony inspired in parts by Afro-Peruvian folk music, early 2000s indie rock, and large ensemble jazz. This music is the result of Miller's recent studies with contemporary composer John Ray and conductor Guillaume Bourgogne, whom he worked with at McGill University during the completion of his master's in jazz composition. This unstoppable ensemble is made up of many of Montreal's most in-demand freelancers in jazz, classical, and Latin music communities, including members of Miller's previous bands Mandela, Dream Cassette, and Honeycomb. On top of everything, Joel's Unstoppable just won the ECMA East Coast Music Association's Award for Best Jazz Album of the Year. Congrats, Joel! This is Song Story 2 by Joel Miller, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. This is Montreal-based drummer and composer Aaron Dolman, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and next up, we're going to be checking out a track from guitarist Alex Goodman's 2016 release, Border Crossing. Alex Goodman has been making a name for himself on both sides of the border, both Canadian and American, winning both the Public's Choice Award and the first prize at the 2014 Montreux Jazz Festival International Guitar Competition. Border Crossing is a beautiful chamber jazz record which reflects on his move from Toronto to New York City and features some of his favorite musicians from both of these great jazz centers. This is Family Breakfast, featuring Felicity Williams on voice, Michael Davison on vibraphone, Andrew Downing on cello and acoustic bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, Rogerio Boccato on percussion, and Alex Goodman on guitar. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Enjoy! Thank you. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and every week on Orange Grove Radio, I have the honor of interviewing a Canadian jazz musician that I love and look up to, and today, I got the chance to chat with Toronto-based trumpeter, vocalist, and composer, Rebecca Hennessy. Rebecca released her debut album as a vocalist, All the Little Things You Do, in 2020, and it was one of my favorite albums released that year. I still listen to this record all the time, and really hope that I get to hear these songs live soon. Oh, pandemic records. I'm just dying to hear all of these albums in person, and I can't wait. Here's my interview with Rebecca Hennessy. Rebecca, your album, All the Little Things You Do, is one of my favorite releases of 2020. In fact, a lot of my friends love it too. And just the other week, I was at the park with a few friends, and I was unaware of my friends' obsession with your album as well. So I was at the park with my friends, and one of them put the album on, and we geeked out over it. We were like,
what?
You also listened to Rebecca's album? Ah, I love it.
Wow.
And I came to the conclusion that I think the biggest reason that I find it so beautiful is that it's so easy to connect to. I know from working with you that the album actually has very deep, kind of specific meaning to you. I know that this album is in some ways a tribute to your mother, and I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about the inspiration behind the album.
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all, Jenna, for saying that this is one of your favorite releases and that you're sharing that your friends also like it. That makes me feel so good. Wow.
We love it.
Wow, that really is just like, what a dream to hear that. Super cool. The inspiration for this album is sort of, it's kind of runs through different time periods of my life. So writing this music has, there's been some times where I was writing music for the point of writing music that was sort of a certain, with a certain feeling. I wrote Dr. Good when I was like feeling hopeful, and that song is, the lyrics came to me before the harmony and the melody, but it came together quite quickly because I was like, well, this is going to be kind of a New Orleans party band song where people are going to want to sing along. Basically, I was trying to start a feeling of renewal within myself, and that's so that I wrote that song with that in mind. When I'd started to feel a glimmer of hope after feeling like a lot of grief. My mom passed away in 2019, and right after she passed away, Michael Herring, my partner, and I wrote It's a Beautiful Day to Say Goodbye. And that was actually written after I had done initial recording sessions with the band, used to be called Makeshift Island. That is my band on All the Little Things You Do. My band used to be called Makeshift Island, but now we're just under the name Rebecca Hennessy. And we had done some days at Canterbury Studios where I had recorded some of the music. But the one song that I think kind of tied this album together, which is It's a Beautiful Day to Say Goodbye. It was the day that my mom passed away, right after Michael and I were in Salmon, RBC, where she was living. And we just came up with these lyrics, and then I came home and wrote the melody and the harmony for that song. And it kind of basically put... It kind of put the tone on this record, where there was some songs from before my mom passed away that were also heavy as well. I don't know. I mean, every song has its story. So if there's any particular song besides It's a Beautiful Day to Say Goodbye, because I think I explained it, but it sort of paints the picture of the day that my mom passed away. And actually, it's the point of the song is that it explains that in life, there can be things that are extremely painful and horrible and like the worst day of your life, but there can be also the most beautiful moments that happen at the exact same time. And the complexity of emotion that humans are able to feel, it's interesting because I start to think about these songs and it's almost like time hasn't passed, you know? That's the way grief is, in a way, it can be. But I think particularly that song made me realize how much writing has helped me realize what it is to be a human, actually.
I'm curious, like, I myself have been very much into, you know, researching and exploring the dialectics of life, like the duality of a moment, you know,
how,
like, exactly like you're saying, something can be so sad and so hard and so challenging, and at the very same time there can also be other things happening too where it can be renewing, or, you know, there could be love or happiness that happen at the same time. Just depends on how you're looking at a situation. And I find even in that song particularly, It's a Beautiful Day to Say Goodbye, the music itself is very uplifting. Like, it's very beautiful and it's very sad, you know, like it's a very sad theme, the song, right? And so I think you nailed that. And I wonder, is that something that happened organically while you were writing that song? Or were you really trying to hone in on the duality of the meaning of the song and the music?
I, to be quite honest, in this moment, answering that question, I feel like it kind of came, it was almost like it showed itself to me. The duality came through in my own songwriting to myself. It sounds, I hope that doesn't sound too, I don't know, trite or something to say out loud.
It was organic, maybe.
It's pretty organic. I think when I go to write lately, if there's lyrics already, like Michael and I had sort of written some lyrics together, and if I've been given some really great lyrics, the music and the harmony kind of can come quickly. I found that the last few years, collaborating with people and working with lyrics has been such an eye-opening experience and so fruitful for melody and harmony.
I mentioned this in the introduction, but this is your debut album as a vocalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing, would you say, more singing than ever with this
album?
For
sure. Yes, this album has, I feel like, launched me into the world as a vocalist now. And I'm proud to say that I'm a singer. Like, before, I was too shy to say I was a singer, or didn't own it or step up or something. I wasn't ready to realize that that's actually the truth.
When you sent me the album right at the beginning, like before it was out, you know, in the early stages, and you sent me the album, you said, yeah, this is my debut as a vocalist. And I was listening to the album, I was like, wow, this is so beautiful. Which tracks is Rebecca singing on? And then I realized it's you the whole time.
That's awesome.
Like, holy moly. You know, she's not an instrumentalist who's like, you know, singing, who's picking up a couple of songs here and there and doing a little bit of singing. Like, you are a vocalist, like, true and true.
Wow, that means a lot coming from you, Jenna. Thank you. Really. Yeah.
I was blown away by your vocal performance, but even more than just the, you know, the technique or the tone of your voice, which is amazing, but it's the delivery. Like, there's a lot of emotion in these recordings.
Thank you.
Is that also something that you were, you know, actively thinking about, or is the music just so close to home that, you know, you just sang it and it came out that way?
There were some songs on this record that I have to credit David Traversmith, the producer, co-producer of this record and engineer and mixing and mastering engineer. Working with David Traversmith, I think, changed my life because he kind of showed me how. He was kind of an amazing kind of producer and vocal coach in a sense. Like, he was like, hey, can you try singing this again and again and again? And we were searching for things, and he saw something. He was able to support me in my singing in a way that I'd never been supported like before. He was able to tune in with what I was trying to do, and he was able to help me reach that. Like, I worked really hard, and he supported me in the best way. It was so beautiful.
This is Rebecca Hennessy, and you're listening to my song, It's a Beautiful Day to Say Goodbye, from my album, All the Little Things You Do, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
not a cloud in the sky. I know you're leaving, but I still need to know why. But it's a beautiful day to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day to die. How will I do it and not cry? No words will feel right to say how your love makes me fly. Though it's a beautiful day to say goodbye, it's a beautiful day to die. Twin eagles soar, but the crows no more. It's a beautiful day to die. Send you up on high, but it's a beautiful day to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day to die. Crows no more. It's a beautiful day to die. Share all our love with a look in our eyes. Squeeze you one more time before we send you up on high. It's a beautiful day to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day to die.
Hi there, this is Artie Roth, bassist for the Toronto-based jazz trio Toontown, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on the Hawk 101.5.
Toronto trumpeter and composer Marie Gaudy's debut album, The Bittersweet, is an ambitious and beautiful act of storytelling, a vivid depiction of young love as reflected in the distinct character of each of the year's four seasons. This haunting lyrical song cycle features her lifelong friend, vocalist Jocelyn Barth, and 10 of Toronto's most exciting young instrumentalists. In four movements, the lyrics express the excitement of new summer love, the warmth and comfort of a new partnership in autumn, the distinctive chill that only heartbreak in winter can bring, and the wistfulness of spring when new growth brings a reminder of past loves now lost. This is Sun for Sunshine by the Marie Gaudy 12th Tet, featuring Jocelyn Barth on vocals, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
triumphantly telling us summer's made its place here. With you, there's nothing to be timid of, as the ocean water cool sweeps us up, answering our new love. Light is my heart after ages of darkness without hope, and in the sky, fledgling birds share joy and new experience. Like them, my soul is soaring reckless free, while the rhythm of the breeze carries all of us effortlessly. Sun for sunshine, I sing this song sublime since you approached me. Sun for sunshine, so splendid as the sun goes on. We laugh and we smile, gazing over the fields of green and gold. The brightness of the blue sky reflected in your blue eyes. Life is a never-ending adventure. I'm so glad to have you here.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you've almost made it to the end of the show, but don't leave just yet, because we have one more incredible track to play for you. Before you go, make sure to tweet us at OG Publicity. Let me know, what do you think about this incredible jazz coming out of Canada? I mean, let me tell you, I can never get enough of this, and we have so much more music to share for you, so make sure to tune in at the same time, same place, every single week. Closing the show is a track by Jacques Cubas-Séguin from his albums Migrations. Migrations was released in June of 2019 and is a collection of compositions based on interviews with people from various cultural communities in Quebec, Canada. This is Hymn by Jacques Cubas-Séguin, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Bye-bye!